Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's going on? Matt Savoca here from Awesomo.com, bringing you the AFC and NFC Championship Game Weekend Top 3 plays on Prize Picks. And, you know, say what you want about the overtime rules. We'll talk about that next year. And we've got two excellent games to play here. Cincinnati and the Kansas City Chiefs are first up in the afternoon. And then it is a NFC West rubber match with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. And as I mentioned up top, we are brought to you, of course, by Prize Picks, which is offering daily prop-based contests. And there are so many different ways to play. And one of the best parts about Prize Picks, there's no sharks, no optimizers or mass entries. And you can get 5-player lineups where you can get 10x your entry fee. So all those big cash winnings you're used to on other DFS platforms, you can do that at Prize Picks as well. And when you use promo code AWESOMO, you can get a $100 first match deposit bonus. So make sure you download the app on the Google Play Store, on the App Store, or visit prizepicks.com. Of course, you can mix and match sports. And when you sign up, make sure you use that promo code AWESOMO for up to a $100 first match deposit bonus. All right, let's get into these top three plays. My first play here might surprise some, especially if you're coming over from a DFS background. This player doesn't look all that appealing on this two-game slate, but quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, in my opinion, has a passing yards prop on Prize Picks that is just irrationally low, and we need to pounce on it. So I'm going over 210.5 passing yards for Garoppolo here. And yes, the Rams are one of the best defenses in the league, but what I'm looking at is they're one of the best offenses with the most explosive plays on offense in the league this year. And they're number two, or top two, I should say, in game script adjusted pace of play and in pass rate. So Jimmy Garoppolo and company are going to be forced into a pass heavy game script. And he's averaged a modest 254 yards passing per game this season. So I know the Rams are number one in team defensive PFF team grades here, but they're just league average in schedule adjusted fantasy points allowed. They have given up big plays and points before this season. And Jimmy Garoppolo himself had 316 passing yards against this same Rams defense in week 18. He's averaged 249 passing yards against this same team this season in two matchup. And we haven't projected right around there. It's nothing crazy. We're not super bullish on him, but we are well over 210.5. He hits that mark in nearly 2/3 of our simulations. My second top play on Prize Picks, we're going to correlate it with that better than expected performance from Jimmy Garoppolo. And we're going to say George Kittle over 48.5 receiving yards. Now, he had 4 catches for 63 yards last week. That's great. But it was his first game in 4 weeks where he had had over 30 yards receiving. We're seeing some streakiness in his receiving production. And one of the main reasons for that is because San Francisco is such a rush heavy team in neutral game scripts, or especially positive game scripts. They are top three in the NFL in our game script adjusted rush rate. So even though he's running the most routes on the team, that can sometimes amount to 22, 23, 24 routes per game. Still, if the Los Angeles offense looks anything like it did against Tampa Bay, George Kittle and company will be forced out of that rush heavy game script that they've been accustomed to, and they will be forced to pass, and they will be forced to play in a way where we saw George Kittle average 141 receiving yards like he did in a three-game span from weeks 13 to 15. You know, we have huge games on the schedule here for George Kittle, where he's absolutely broken the slates. That could absolutely happen here. I think 48.5 is a very modest number. We have him going well over that in our projection. He hits that in 67% of our latest simulation. And my final play for Prize Picks this championship game weekend, Joe Mixon over 55.5 rushing yards. And you might say, wait a minute, he's been getting it done through the air, at least production-wise this playoffs. And from a rushing standpoint, he's kind of been underwhelming. Well, I think this is a situation where we don't have a lot of bell cow running backs on the slate. We just don't know what the rushing opportunity is going to look like in Los Angeles with Kansas City and even in San Francisco, where they keep using Deebo Samuel. So I'm going to lean on the volume projection for Joe Mixon. And I think that's really what's getting him over the top in our projections here. He's getting way over 55.5 rushing yards in our median projections here. There is little chance that Cincinnati and Kansas City are going to combine for just a few points here. They are going to be scoring often. And so I do believe that there's going to be opportunities galore for Joe Mixon. And yes, certainly some will come through the air, but I still think you see a minimum of 14 carries like you saw last week. I think 15 to 20 is much, much more likely here. And Kansas City was dead last during the regular season in yards allowed per rush attempt. They improved slightly over the second half of the season, but it didn't change that overall average number. Joe Mixon, if he has a huge game too, that could change the game script drastically because they can keep Patrick Mahomes and that explosive offense off the field. I know it feels risky for a touchdown underdog on the road in a game where they're kind of playing with house money. No one expected Cincinnati to be here, but I think Joe Mixon over 55.5 rush yard, a number he hits in 2/3 of our simulation, is an interesting contrarian bet to put on your Prize picks this weekend. And there you have it, our top three plays for Prize Picks on Sundays. Three underdogs picked here: Jimmy Garoppolo over 210.5 passing yards, George Kittle over 48.5 receiving yards, and Joe Mixon over 55.5 rushing yards here. These are players with projections that are just well ahead of these prop line based expectations, and Prize Picks really is one of the best places to play these players specifically, especially if you have these different ways you can play as well. If you play three players in a flex play, if you get two of three right, you get 1.25x, and if you get all three, you get 2.25x. and in a power play, you got to get all three right, but if you do, you 5x your money. It's sort of like the difference between a cash game and a GPP play in DFS. I love all the options you have over at Prize Picks, and you can mix and match sports if you've got multi-sport knowledge. When you sign up, use promo code Osmo to get up to a $100 first match deposit bonus. Get started today over at Prize Picks. We will be back for all the Super Bowl Prize picks that you could need next week. Until then, I'm Matt Savoca from Osmo.com. We'll see you guys next time.